Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
We're going to be learning today about the halachas of animals on Shabbos. This is part one of Siman Pei Zion, the 87th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be looking at some of the practical aspects of dealing with animals on Shabbos. This is very much a Kitzur-esque idea. What he does is he puts together a bunch of different types of halachas from different parts in Shulchan Aruch, and he puts them all together about dealing with animals on Shabbos. So there's basic background. The Torah tells us, for 6 days your work shall be done, on the 7th day you shall rest, that in order that your animals will also rest as well. So animals are included in the resting. We're going to be looking in part one at five concepts. Number one is the animals carrying on Shabbos. Number two is types of animal gear on Shabbos. Number three is handling reins and leading multiple animals. Number three is birds and restraint methods. And number five is animals and non-Jews on Shabbos. Let's jump straight in carrying on Shabbos. Is it permitted for an animal to carry a load on Shabbos? The answer is no. Even if it goes out with its own load, the owner of the animal, the Jewish owner of the animal, will violate the positive Torah commandment of your animal resting on Shabbos. So we're not allowed to let our animals carry for us on Shabbos. Are decorative objects considered a burden for animals? The answer is yes. Even though sometimes a human being can wear a decorative object, so a woman can wear a necklace, and that's not considered carrying. An animal wearing a decorative item, which is not necessary, is considered carrying and is a problem. Can an animal wear items that are for healing or basic safeguarding? So let's say it's got a wound and it's got a band-aid over that wound, something which is helping clean it from getting contaminated or infection. The answer is yes, or basic restraint method are permitted. What happens if the safeguard is unnecessary for the animal in question, it is useful for other animals, and in that case it's forbidden, it's considered a burden. So it's specific to the animal that needs it or does not need it. Let's move to our next concept, and that is types of animal gear on Shabbos. We're going to look at 15 basic questions here. Can a horse wear both a halter and a bridle on Shabbos? So the answer is no, that's considered excessive and unnecessary, but one or the other may be worn. May the halter straps be placed around the horse's neck? The answer is yes, as long as it's loose enough that one can insert one's hand behind the rope and pull it as well. If it's too tight, then those straps wrapped around have no use and it's considered carrying. Can I move a halter to put it on the horse which is unhaltered? The answer is yes, as long as one does not lean on the horse while putting it on. Why can I not lean on a horse? Because leaning on animals is forbidden as part of the prohibition of a person riding an animal on Shabbos as well, so any leaning is also included. May a donkey go out with an iron bridle that goes in its mouth? The answer is, or around its mouth? The answer is no, because that's considered excessive safeguarding for a donkey. Donkeys don't require that level of safeguarding. May a cow or an ox go out with a rope around its neck? So the answer is, it depends on the type of cow or ox. If they tend to run away, then one is allowed to. If not, it is forbidden. Is a rope tied around a horse's mouth allowed? So the answer is no, because it's a burden that usually slips away and is not an effective safeguard to keeping the horse from eating or pulling it. Which animal may go out with a saddle cloth on Shabbos? So the Kitzur Paskins that only a donkey, and only if the saddle cloth is tied before Shabbos. Why only a donkey? So Kitzur points out that the donkey gets colder faster than other animals. But the same would be true if, let's say, it's really cold weather and one's concerned about the safety of one's horse. One can also put a saddle cloth on it as well and let it wear it. Or if, let's say, it's the middle of the summer and the flies are bothering it, one puts a saddle cloth and it prevents the flies landing on its body in that area, that would also be all right as well. But why must it be tied before Shabbos? Because the answer is because it's likely to fall off if one takes it out, and then one will come to carry it in that situation as well. So it has to be tied before Shabbos, and if it wasn't tied before Shabbos, one can throw it over it in one's yard. Why can't I just tie it on Shabbos itself? So the answer is because it's going to be impossible to do it without actually leaning on the animal. Is removing the saddle cloth allowed on Shabbos? The answer is no, because the animal's not gaining anything from it being removed. It's not no pain it's being saved from, and therefore that type of activity is not allowed. May an animal wear a bell on Shabbos, even if the bell's plugged so it doesn't make a noise? The answer is no, even in a city where there's an Eruv, and the reason is because it looks like that once taking it to market, animals that would be taken to market would often wear bells, and therefore that is the incorrect type of show that one wants to be doing on Shabbos. If the bell is unplugged, maybe worn even in the yard, the answer is no, one's not allowed to make the animal move around, which will cause the bell to ring. We move to our third concept, that is handing reins and leading multiple animals. Can one lead a horse by its bridle straps on Shabbos? The answer is yes, but one needs to hold the very end of the rope so it's not protruding a hand's breadth outside the hand, and also that it's not low to the ground, that it's within a hand's breadth of the ground as well. Why is this important? Because if the strap is sticking out of one's hand, it looks like one's carrying the strap. And if the strap or the rope is within a hand's breadth of the ground, it looks like one's carrying a rope rather than leading an animal. So what happens if the strap just happens to be too long? So what does one do? So one's allowed to wrap it a few times around the horse's neck. May one lead multiple animals on one rein so that they're like in a string in a line? The answer is no, even a city with an Eruv. May you lead multiple animals holding separate reins. So there's five animals, I'm holding five reins, and they're all kind of walking next to each other. In that case, yes, as long as it's done correctly, as we saw in the previous discussion. Why is the difference if I'm leading them in a string or in a line or all together? The answer is because when I lead animals in a line, that is a typical procedure of taking an animal to marketplace, and one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Move to our next concept, our fourth concept, birds and restraint methods. Can hens go out with identifying strings on Shabbos? So they would have like different colored strings in order to be able to know which one was which? The answer is no. But tying their feet to prevent escape is permitted. Is it permitted to tie horses' legs to prevent escape? The answer is yes, as long as one does it in a way that is permitted. What is a permitted way? So one's allowed to tie the front legs loosely together so it cannot gallop too far, but one is not allowed to tie a back foot to a front foot, and one's not allowed to tie one leg up, leaving it on three legs, because that is tsar balei chaim, that's causing unnecessary pain to an animal. We move to our fifth and last concept for today, and that is animals and non-Jews on Shabbos. Let's say you say to a non-Jew, please go and take my animal down to the river to go feed it, to the water hole, whatever it is, and the non-Jew goes off and rides the animal to the water hole. Is there a problem? Does one need to stop it? The answer is no. The prohibition of riding an animal does not apply to a non-Jew. But surely your animal's still doing work? The answer is because the attendant, the non-Jewish person, could walk themselves, and therefore the animal's not, it's not considered as the animal's carrying this case, because Chai no says Atzma, he could really walk himself. And he's doing it because of his own decision, not because you told him to do it as well. May the non-Jew therefore place the saddle or the blanket on the animal while riding it? The answer is yes, they're considered ancillary to the rider or to the horse, but they may not wear other things because the animal would be carrying unnecessary things on Shabbos. May a Jew ask a non-Jew to milk their cows on Shabbos? The answer is yes, to prevent suffering if the cows are engorged and they need to be milked every day. They're allowed to, but the milk would be considered muktzah and needs to be set aside till after Shabbos. May a non-Jew be asked to force-feed geese on Shabbos? The answer is yes, once daily to prevent suffering. Why is force-feeding them preventing suffering? So apparently when geese are force-fed food, they lose the ability to feed themselves, and so therefore they need to be force-fed every day for them to be able to have nutrition. If that's the case, they may be force-fed on Shabbos as well by the non-Jew. May a Jew lend or rent an animal to a non-Jew over Shabbos? The answer is no. One is allowed to only rent or lend it to them during the weekday, and on condition they return it on Shabbos, or otherwise the animal will be working, a Jewish-owned animal will be working on Shabbos. What happens if the non-Jew agreed to that but does not return it on time on Shabbos? So in that situation, one should renounce their ownership. One should be mafkir that animal. Does this renouncing need to be public? The answer is yes. It really should be in the presence of at least one other individual. And if that's not possible, one can even renounce that ownership alone. Can I rent or lend them the animal, the non-Jew, the animal, knowing that they are, and knowing it's going to be over a weekend, knowing I'm going to renounce ownership? The answer is no. It can only be done that it's not rented or lended over Shabbos. If in the case that it doesn't work out, the person keeps it, then one is allowed to renounce ownership. And the last question, does this apply to all animals? The answer is no. It only applies to work burden animals. So animals like cows, horses, donkeys, but a goat, there's no problem because that animal is not going to be working on Shabbos in that way. So this will be permitted as well. We're going to move on tomorrow to discuss some other topics like feeding animals and so on. Be'ezrat Hashem. In the meantime, this concludes the first section of working animals or using animals on Shabbos. Have a wonderful and meaningful